Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Hello there, I'm Shotgun Jimmy, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. You can find that on the Magic Stereo FM dial.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, this is Sean and Taco.
Harrison
and Alex
from Oak Ridge Ave, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah. We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right. Yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
Spit it out. You're a big boy. Use your big boy words.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You never heard of a knuckle puck?
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Ain't no rules to the dog can't play basketball.
Like the guy said, you're going to eat lightning, and you're going to crap thunder.
A Jose Canseco bat? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ducks, indeed.
I miss that.
It's always here when you need it. The sports report intro. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And my name is Vinny.
And we're back. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock, so you know what that means.
What's it mean, Jeff?
You know what that means. Screaming in once again with the CFRC sports report. I will never change this theme song.
I'm boogieing.
Whenever you're on, this is on. A Jose Canseco bet.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like I said, it's CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome back. We're coming at you live. It's our New Year's Eve spectacular.
I can't believe it.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
What have you done with yourself this year?
Nothing.
Great.
Nothing.
What is going on in the world of sports?
I have to say, about an hour ago, there's been 80 new appointments to the Order of Canada.
What?
Including one Canadian athlete, Andre DeGrasse.
Ah, nice.
And Nardwar.
Nardwar got it. Yes, right on. Someone from CFRC was hanging out with Nardwar. Nardwar. The human serviette.
Ah, man. And then I've quickly, because there's a lot of sports stuff that's happened, and I don't know which one I want to talk about the most.
Fair. Do what your heart tells you.
Did you watch the, what's his face, one of those Paul kids fighting that boxer?
I didn't know that happened until the day after.
It was the day of the memes. That I found out too, or the day before or something.
I'm loving those memes, though. How much did you spend on this? So funny. No, him and Andrew Tate got fustigated in the same 24 hours.
For sports.
The world is healing, people.
it was great. You never want to see, genuinely another human get their face crushed.
But they're not human. Maybe. In some exceptions.
But it was, so that was interesting. But I mean, hang on a second. Regardless of who it is,
Why are you? Look at the size of this human being.
Right?
You get like a 40-pound weight difference.
Oh, but he's an alpha male, though, yeah, you know? Yeah, so he's got,
And I heard that Anthony Joshua was in a pretty tragic accident in
Nigeria?
Yeah, Africa. I think a couple people passed. Crazy. So
it's been crazy. That's only in the last a week, I think.
I know. That's just recently, too. World Juniors are in full swing.
Yeah.
We've got Canada playing Finland tonight.
Nice.
After their big 9-1 win the other night.
Who are they playing again? When did that happen? 9-1. Who are they playing on that one?
When is that? What's today?
What?
What's today?
Today's the 31st.
So Monday, it was 9-1 on Denmark.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Denmark.
Don't get me started on the Denmark.
That's right.
They're the best goalies in the world.
Do they? 9-1?
Maybe not. Just bad defense.
Finland, though. That'll be fun.
But what hockey this year in the NHL has been weird, but this World Juniors Championships is, it'll be an interesting finish and not really sure. I don't think anybody's a lock. You know, you sometimes see some surprises come from other countries.
Yeah.
I think that's what always makes it exciting.
Definitely.
We all know Canada's going to win.
So when's that? Is that today or is that tomorrow?
Tonight at 8:30, Canada plays Finland.
Cool.
Americans will play the Swedes at 6. Czechia will play Latvia today.
Will
Switzerland and Slovakia.
You know that we're rooting for Latvia, though, because Handsome Grant, he just got stationed over in Riga, and we've been calling... We've been calling it Operation Wyiana. So shout out to Handsome Grant. He's out in Latvia.
Shout out.
Being bored.
Going back quickly on the NHL, the NHL standings, it's funny because, typically in Ontario, you've got three real core fans, right? You got your Toronto fans.
Yep.
You got your Montreal fans, and you got your Ottawa Senators fans, typically.
Yeah.
And, none of those teams are doing good enough to say it, but they're all within, a few points. But that's the way the entire league is. The parity is ridiculous. So to give you perspective, the difference between first place and... we'll say 11th place.
Okay.
Is 4 wins.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's it. Yeah.
So it's every time a team starts to take, that's on the Eastern Conference. The Western Conference is a little bit different because the insane Colorado Avalanche are 29-2-7.
What?
They are just
talk about your Avalanche of victory. So
there's that's the greatest sports pun you've ever made, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
Where's that prize horn? So the East, it's very interesting, but nobody's confident it's anybody's game. But I think that's what keeps it exciting.
I think so too. As a sports,
keeps everybody on
as
edge.
A wannabe sports fan. Yeah, that's cool. I
still haven't watched really much hockey this year, but I'm too busy, bro.
We're men.
That's it.
We're too busy chopping down trees and fighting bears and all that other good stuff.
I don't like bears.
I think 2026 is going to be the end of the alpha bro.
We got Olympics coming up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bro. What?
It's an alpha bro. I am stunned.
We got the
Olympics
in Italy. They're coming up in a few short weeks.
Ooh, I'm not
sure when it starts. I act like I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? But I'm like, I don't know when it starts.
We're all rooting for Alicia Crippa to do her thing.
That's right.
I'm excited because the World Cup is going on this year. Too,
what
isn't
is
it?
That?
Isn't it footy?
Oh, soccer World Cup. Yeah, isn't it is it in the U.S.?
It's in U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
We got some games in Toronto. In Toronto.
I'm just not a soccer person. I just can't do it.
I love being at the games or in the vicinity of a big soccer match because the fans are insane.
The atmosphere, 100%. Like NASCAR. I couldn't do it. I went to a Daytona 500 and it changed my life.
Yeah,
it was
right?
Incredible experience.
Exactly. You got to be there. I want to get an Airbnb in Little Italy just to be there because I lived in Little Italy during a World Cup tournament and it was bananas and they weren't even playing in Canada.
FIFA.
Okay. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny.
And I guess we'll get back to the tunes,
I want to hear some music because we suck.
Yeah. Speak for yourself, bro. You're talking to the alpha bro here. I'm going to start my New Year's resolution of doing one push-up and finishing it by next. I finished a push-up last week, so I'm doing
pretty
well. Yeah, thank you. Doing pretty well. But we're going to keep things moving and a grooving. Here's one by Gene. J-E-E-N.
Okay.
They're a rock band, yeah.
Where are they from?
I think they're from Canada. I think they're from Canada. This one is a Blink-182 cover called I Won't Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, great. Okay.
Awesome. Vinny, of approval from Vinny the Thrill.
The not approval or nod of approval?
We'll let the listeners decide.
Listen to the guy with the hair. We're messing with the world order of time, and we'll officially call it 1996 during prime time.
Join the coast-to-coast celebration.
The WB New Year's Eve Bash.
Sunday, sponsored in part by Sega.
Comprendre comment tu vois les choses passer. Tu insuffles une vie qui rappelle l'ennui. Et à chaque moment, la confusion s'ensuit. Mais quand je te vois, se dérobe mon cœur. Et tous mes doutes s'éclipsent. Même si je me vois compter les heures, j'aimerais que tu prennes un risque.
Mais c'est
comment je faisais avant, à quel point tout a changé. J'ai souvenir d'une vie où tout n'était que soucis. ici, mais le chemin s'est ouvert dans les fleurs de mon tapis. Car quand ta voix enrobe mon cœur, plus rien autour n'existe. Et je voudrais que s'étire les heures, que tout reste au beau fixe. Avec toi, c'est toujours les vacances.
Quand on est ensemble,
c'est les vacances.
Quand on est ensemble,
quand on est ensemble.
I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
For just a season.
Say they hold up, I wanna take it slow.
He tryna get my love, and I tell him no, 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 no.
Baby, hold up, I wanna take it slow.
I'm not like any other.
Happy bitch, and then go, and then go.
Chateau, driving your two-seater, but you gotta drop me home. Ooh, and I've been chatura. I'll spend my night alone. Merci a halkas dura. Goodbye, baby, XO. And I don't do no minimum. I need 100 reasons. Cause I don't give it up to anyone for just a season.
Baby, hold up. I wanna take it slow.
Keep trying to get my love, and I tell him no, 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 no. Baby, hold up.
I wanna take it slow.
I'm not like any other.
Happy bitch, and then go.
Here's a small token of my appreciation for being Santa while I was trapped in the ice.
Hey, Chief, you screwed up. There's
be
nothing.
Home for Christmas. You can count on me. We'll have snow and mistletoe.
Christmas gift that you got this year.
Oh, I did.
That drum roll just reminded me. Why don't you tell us?
I'm going to tell you. So we were talking about lots of great gifts we got, but then I was like, no. I got the gift.
Oh, yeah.
So I was gifted a cymbal.
Like a drummer
cymbal?
So symbol?
I play drums. A drum cymbal that mounts to your car. So whether you want to adhere it or it clips into your vent.
Yeah.
So when I drive a lot, so when I finger drum on my steering wheel or whatever other pieces, but now I actually have a drum I can use.
That's fantastic.
It's great. And what's even better is that I have another mount that can clip to on my drums.
What?
So I'm going to add it to my kit.
That's awesome. A regular Neil Peart.
Yeah, so
here.
It's fantastic. So thank you.
Excellent.
I have to say, like, the amount of crazy gift ideas that I had this year.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Did you fulfill on any of them?
No.
What was the craziest one?
I was thinking about a squirrel.
Just a live squirrel?
Yeah.
So you go down to Sandy Pine, you slip someone that works there like a hundo?
Yep.
Like, give me that baby squirrel. If it was the golden squirrel, that'd be something else.
That's it.
Nice. Happy New Year to everyone. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And it's Vinny.
And this is 101.9 CFRC, the place to be. We're here to just rock out with you on this final day of 2025. Let's get this dumpster fire out and we'll get ready for the new one. That is 2026. The New Year's been rung in.
It's crazy.
Like, New Zealand's already done it. Samoa. They're going for it.
Yeah. Happy New Year to them, those people.
Absolutely. Last set, we just heard it is our 2025 roundup. So we had, new stuff, old stuff, holiday classics. That was Tara Lightfoot with her cover of I'll Be Home for Christmas. We also heard a brand new one from Zayna with Jananto. I know I'm pronouncing that one wrong, but 6 million views on YouTube can't be wrong. We also heard Les Trois Accords with Cœur de Pirate with Toujours Les... what's that word?
I don't know.
Vacancies?
I can't see it.
I don't know.
I can't even read.
You were listening to it, listeners. You heard it. It was good. Also in there, we heard Gene with their cover of I Won't Be Home for Christmas by Blink-182.
I won't be. I forgot all about that song until you said that.
That was a great one.
That's why I kind of shook my head because I'm like, oh, what a class.
Totally. That's why we're here, to get all the New Year blahs out of us or into us or something.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know what else you could do on New Year's?
What, Vinny?
You could have a birthday.
Wait, you could.
So at this time, typically, we used to talk. I don't know if you still talk, but we always used to talk about all things media, all things happen in pop culture,
yeah,
all the things in films and screens, and we used to reflect on birthdays, and I thought, you know what? It's New Year's Eve. I wonder which crazy celebrities were born on New Year's Eve.
That's a good, yeah.
So, the late Val Kilmer
celebrated
a birthday today.
See, that would suck for the parents because they're probably trying to get the first baby of the new year and it comes a day early.
Yeah.
Like, no, put it back in, get it back in there.
Just hold it in
just
there.
A couple
baby.
More hours, yeah.
Happy 88th birthday to the handsome Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, nice.
And another legend, Ben Kingsley, turned 82 today.
Oh, Gandhi and himself.
As you go down the list of different actors, Tim Matheson turned 78,
cool.
Ricky Whittles turned 46, Joey McIntyre, I don't know whoever that is, but as you go all the way down, all these people, Michael McDonald turned 61.
Oh, nice.
Brian Howe. As you keep going down all the way at the very bottom, and usually it's created as, we'll call it, importance, right?
Oh, fair.
It's always like the most relevant to the least relevant.
Based on the website.
Happy 57th to the least relevant birthday, Jerry D.
Jerry D! That's awesome.
There Hopes are people.
Family Feud Canada.
Valentina Vargas played in one Hellraiser Bloodline movie in 1996 and was more important than Jerry D.
Go IMDb. We know where your priorities are. Thank you. Amazing. Well, happy birthday to all of them. Those New Year's babies.
Yeah, it's New Year's. What's new in the film world, Jeff?
Nothing much.
Anything new?
The Stranger Things series finale is on today. On Netflix.
Right now. Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, Netflix always has something crazy on New Year's.
Netflix.
Do you?
They're running the world.
That's right. You know who runs the world?
Who?
Girls.
Girls around the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. No, I mean, I'll be watching that later today. They're going to cap it off, you know, and
okay.
It's fine.
So that's the series finale?
It's
the
done.
Last shebang.
Done,
it's
done,
over.
Done. They can all move on
so
to bigger things.
They're less strange thing. Now is the next one called bigger things?
It's called things.
It's just less strange
daily life in Hawkins.
Things.
Well, this is boring. Any monsters around.
Boring.
What are we going to do now? Can you imagine they do a reunion show where it's like 20 years later, they're all washed up and overweight, and they're all middle-aged. And
they all look like David Harbour.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, remember the time we saved the world like 8 times?
That was great.
And because it took place in the 80s, that would be like in the year 2000. So like, it would just be like, I don't know, they're all working at Enron waiting for
them.
Maybe it's them fighting Y2K.
That's it.
Vecna's back. They're
just
all.
Yeah.
That'd be a great show. They're all like over the hill and they're just shells
it's
of their former
the battle
selves.
To midnight on year 2000.
But like, they're the
all
ones
to prepare
like,
for it.
They did stop Y2K because they're like, hey, I like this.
Okay.
We're onto something.
I've recently binge watched up to. This is like literally the only thing I've watched other than like food channels. I like to eat. is Fallout.
Oh, yeah.
So I finished Saw season one and I believe the first season, episode of season two. And like, if you haven't watched this show yet, you've got to get in on this. The production value is incredible.
It's so funny.
It is hilarious.
It's really...
And it's gotten so much wittier as this, like everything, the role. And as a fan of the game.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like watching and I was saying off air, like, I feel like that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's like, and he's pointing at the TV like, hey, I know this. It's all video game references.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
So good. I'm a big fan of that. So that'll get me through the winter. I'm going to be playing a lot of Fallout 4. That's my big video game for my holiday.
Yep.
I'm playing a lot of Fallout 4, a lot of Expedition 33, a lot of Silk Song.
Okay.
These are all great games that if you're hunkered in during this weather, go for it. I like to pair that. Like, I'll play a long video game, and I'll watch a long old movie, like Lawrence of Arabia or you know, something like that, something good.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing, if you're looking for movies to watch over
not
your
Anaconda.
Holidays. Oh, I heard that one's kind of Anaconda. But I got the list here of the biggest box office bombs of 2025.
Anaconda.
It will be. But we've got, in no particular order.
Okay.
Snow White. Disney Snow White with an estimated loss of $200 million.
Oh.
Yeah. It had to make $1 billion to break even. It did not. We've got the Pixar movie Elio. It lost $100 million.
Oh, right.
We've got The Running Man.
Oh, Edgar of course. Wright. I'm surprised that wasn't worse.
Yeah, exactly. But it lost over $100 million. Tron Ares. Remember that one?
I don't, but I do.
Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Why do they keep putting that guy in movies? That lost $132 million. And the Mission Impossible. Final Reckoning was a big bomb. It also needed to break $1 billion. Didn't do
it. Yeah, because that's all paid for Tom Cruise's hair products.
That's right. His wig has to stay on when he's hanging off of a plane.
His skin has to stay on.
And I've got to say, I haven't seen any of these. Like, Mission Impossible, I'm surprised I never watched, because I like that franchise.
Yeah.
But I heard very middling things about the last movie. And I have no want to see these.
It's like the James Bond, right, where he saw him off. You're like, I don't know if I could do it.
And now Amazon owns James Bond, so that franchise is just going to suck.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
What were the best movies of 2025 that I also didn't see?
Do you have a favorite that you watched this year?
I can't think of one off the top of my head, to be honest, like that's new. I think I saw the Bob Dylan movie. That was this year, right?
Okay.
Speaking of Leo, I haven't seen One Battle After Another. That's supposed to be excellent.
I've tried watching it twice. It's
really?
Just, I'm trying to get into it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm also like severely ADHD, so I could probably start watching it and turn it off 5 minutes in because it's not entertaining me.
K-pop Demon Hunters. That was my favorite movie.
Oh, that's
the year.
Your favorite movie.
It was such a surprise. The music was great. The animation was fantastic. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be, which I always enjoy a movie that where my expectations are low and I'm pleasantly surprised.
Fair.
It's probably the best new one I've seen. There's not, at the top of my head, I can't think of any other ones. I didn't see Weapons. I didn't see Frankenstein. I didn't see The Phoenician Scheme.
I did like Frankenstein. I did like that. I forgot I watched that too. I'm forgetting a lot of things.
It's been a year. It's been a busy year.
Long year.
You know what I'm going to be watching a lot of in 2026, though, just out
What's
of moral
that?
Support, is every Paul Dano movie I can get my hands on.
Okay.
That whole Quentin Tarantino versus Paul Dano thing.
Give me
a break.
I'll give you the break you need.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Okay.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's Finney.
And I guess we'll get back to the tunes.
We should play some rock. I want to rock out before we leave.
I got some old school like rockabilly.
We've only got 28 minutes left.
Oh, we got some time. We'll shove that New Year's rock down people's gullets.
Give it to me.
A classic from J.D. McPherson's holiday album called Socks. This one is called Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy. That's my New Year's resolution. Four girlfriends at the same time. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's the baby.
And we'll do it. It's 101.9.
Let's go.
Carol, such a very merry girl. It's pretty quiet here now, but New Year's Eve, this is going to be the hottest spot in town. City TV and the City of Toronto invite you to join us for a traditional New Year's Eve. Prop and Ronnie Hawkins and myself will host the bash with Toby Swan, Gamma Gamma, and other special guests. And we'll be giving away City TV toques to keep you warm and toasty. Just pick up a coupon at City TV.
If you can't make it to City Hall, watch City TV at 10:30 for full coverage, followed by Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Be here and help make Toronto's biggest party Toronto's best.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
My way. It must be the music.
Rock in the new year with Dick Clark live from Times Square as co-hosts Jack Wagner and Nina Blackwood bring you the sights and sounds of the Beach Boys, Belle Biv DeVoe, Sweet Sensation, Nelson and more. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, Monday.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. All aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. It's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to
just feeling the vibe of that.
It's not Thanksgiving. It's not New Year's without karaoke, right?
That's true. That's
hope
true.
You guys are... Hey, listeners, how you doing? My name's Jeff.
It's Vinny.
And welcome back.
Did you know, one of the... one of my favorite classic holiday movies to watch is The Jerk with Steve Martin. I know it's not a holiday movie, but I like to watch it around the holidays.
That's your tradition. I like that.
I do.
I was saying off air that like my family growing up had a weird New Year's tradition where we'd always get Chinese food, which isn't that weird. Mm-hmm. People do that.
Yeah.
But we would always sit down with our Chinese food and watch Operation Dumbo Drop on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I don't know why.
This explains everything.
Does it? Why I have those Ray Liotta eyes.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Vinny. I noticed that's quite the album cover.
Which one?
The one that's on the screen there. What is that?
Delivery, the Jeeps remix from our friends in Ottawa, Slack Bridges. You mean Garrett Barr, who looks strikingly like Elijah Wood?
Okay.
To the point where he hates when people call him that.
Elijah.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff, what's your New Year's resolution, Vinny?
My New Year's resolution.
Let's hear it.
Is to continue working on my resolution list.
Nice.
No, I think at the end of the day is I really want to see a lot more concerts.
And okay.
I want to travel across my own country a little bit more this year.
And, yeah.
But definitely a lot more concerts.
Now, you think get out to big festivals or just
no.
more? Yeah.
Don't give me this, like, I saw all these bands. And can I even go to a concert? You went to a show that happened to have, like, an all-star list of, like, they were all yeah. just happened to be there.
You stood in a field with yeah, a bunch exactly. of vape-smoking 20-year-olds.
Changed through it. Don't give me this crap. I hate festivals. I'm so negative about that.
I'm with you on that one. I prefer to like go to a bar, go to a venue.
I'll tell you, like I saw in November, I saw Matt Good on Remembrance Day.
Oh yeah,
in Montreal at the MTELUS Center. So a little theater, a decent sized venue, but like. That's the a little closer, a little quiet. Don't get me wrong, I like a big show too, but I just for the right type of band, for the right type of music, and all those things. But I think for me, I'm just too old for this.
Please,
and I don't feel like being at a festival and standing there. Like I need a nap, bro.
Yeah, right.
There comes that time, and I don't want to have a nap when like. You know, what my band comes on, right?
They need earlier shows. Like, I want a show that starts at, like, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m.
How about a show that starts at, like, 7:30 a.m.?
That'd be great.
Wake up, have coffee, go to the show.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Except I draw a nap in the afternoon.
I draw the line on those stupid raves where everyone wears headphones.
Okay. Silent disco parties or whatever.
Yeah, give me a break with that. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
How are we supposed to procreate as a society when we're doing that stuff?
Yeah. What about you, Jeff? What's your New Year's resolution?
Just continue being awesome. No, okay. I mean, like, I'd like to get out and see more shows. Just get out more and do more things. Yeah. We have but one life to live. And I remember reading this. It was called, like, The Debt-Free Student. It was a manual on, like, how to spend money. And one of the things was, like, spend money on things that are memorable. Like, don't just spend money on to sit at home and do whatever. Yeah. Go out. Do something with your friends. You know, even if it's something small, like going to see a movie or whatever. Like,
and just as I put my glasses at the bottom. Some of my nose. Ooh, I have to ask you.
Very intellectual.
What? A goal without... What is it? What is
can't
it?
Look at you when you're doing
a
that.
A goal without a plan is just a dream, Jeff. What do you plan on doing to go see and do more things? Where do you find this information of what happens in Kingston?
You go to CFRC.ca is what you do.
Okay. Yeah.
And you listen curious. To us every week is what you do. We're always talking about this nonsense. Check out CFRC.ca. There is... only a few waning hours left in the year, which means the funding drive is coming to a close.
If anybody's got a spare 10 grand and can donate that, be greatly appreciated.
Make it rain.
Keeps
the roof over our heads.
Keeps the onion peels.
Sticking around, yeah. Well, on that note, I guess, I hope you all have a great new year.
Happy New Year to everybody listening. Yeah. And anybody who's not listening, I hope it's miserable.
There you go. Right on. You know, if you're going out to do something, be safe, have fun. If you're going to stay in, that's also fine. That's what I'm doing.
And be
safe. I'm going to love doing that when I'm on the couch in my PJs eating my chicken wings, thinking about all the, you know, all the things I don't have to do. Fantastic. I'll be single forever and it'll be great. Other than that, though, we'll see you guys in 2026 and...
or 2027, depending on when you're listening to this.
That's right. So happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Vinny, and we'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.
Yeah.
It's in here. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you already paid. Was afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase and kissed his kids goodbye. He waited his whole down.
up on you when you think everything's okay. Everything's going rocky, yeah, yeah, yeah. In your world, life has a funny way. Help me out when you think everything's gone wrong and everything blows up in your face. Traffic jam. It's like 10,000 spoons. It's meeting man of my dreams, meeting his beautiful husband. So many times. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Baby, you know I'm not tired. Oh. Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Hey, what's up? My name is Decisive, and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so, too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.